Slide 21, accounting for gaps one. The first example of how to account for a gap is shown here in red. This is an individual that I worked with who was hired by McKinsey in March of 2022 when they were on a huge hiring streak. Unfortunately, in March of 2023, they decided that they needed to reduce their workforce, and she was part of a large layoff due to internal restructuring that included much of her team. And we simply stated that on her resume. It's a very straightforward example of how this can be done.